The baseball season is usually a 162-game marathon. This year it might be a 60-game sprint played in empty ballparks. And what was Djokovic thinking? Let's check in on this weird year in sports with Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, I can't believe how much we find to talk about every week.
Yeah, weird year in sports, weird year in year.
Yeah, that's right. Overall. Well, baseball took a lot of negotiation to get to this week's deal between Major League Baseball and players. Coronavirus is not going away. If anything, it's surging. So what's the plan?
Well, it is a detailed plan. It is a very well thought out plan. There, you could perhaps nitpick some aspects of it, but here is the problem with the plan. And it's not that it's the plan, it's that the plan will be implemented in the United States. So we've seen the Bundesliga in Germany operate successfully, and we see the Korean Baseball League. And if this plan were implemented in a country like Germany or Denmark or Korea, where coronavirus was low, I think we should be very optimistic. But the problem with the Florida Marlins playing the Arizona Diamondbacks is that is Florida and Arizona, and not just those two states, but we don't know where the pandemic is going to crest, where it is going to go from here. Remember, in the beginning, there were these bubbles that were supposed to be in Florida and Arizona, the safe states. Now they are some of the worst states. So I do think, I am not damning this plan, but I do think, and I wonder if there is the proper acknowledgement that this virus could have a plan of its own. And I wonder how Major League Baseball is prepared to react to that.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, as that unfolds, there are a lot of people who want to seize this moment to make some changes in baseball. You know, well, the games go on too long. Is there a sense that this might be an opportunity to experiment?
Oh, yeah, more than a sense. And that's part of the plan. They're putting in a number of rules changes. Some of them don't go exactly at the length of the game. For instance, designated hitters will be used in the National League. And that's probably something that was a long time coming, the National League being the only league really in the world that allows pitchers to hit. But here's a big change. In extra innings, a player will start at second base. So this will definitely decrease the length of games. This has been tried in the minor leagues. There is a score in the first inning, something over 70% of the time when a player starts at second base. Without that, it's less than half the time. It absolutely will decrease the length of games. However, this isn't a tweak. This isn't a change. This is a massive overhaul. And I know baseball purists can be cranky, and there are certainly a number of people who don't want to change anything. But I think this change is just so abrupt. It's been met with near universal condemnation. Maybe there are other things to do to shorten the length of games. We'll see how it goes. It's a little laboratory for experimentation this 60-game season.
You know, it's just so funny when you say that, because it sounds like, you know, when I was in grade school with kickball, okay, you can start on third base. You know, everybody winks, you know, anybody else. Okay,
right.
To Novak Djokovic, he and his wife tested positive for COVID-19 after taking part in that tennis exhibition that he organized in Serbia and Croatia. No social distancing precautions, lots of partying. Before he was diagnosed, top players got sick, and he said of them, hey, I can't tell people what to do. Now he's positive. Those players going back to home countries. What do you think this means for these big tennis events, the French Open, the U.S. Open?
Well, Djokovic he's an anti-vaxxer, and he just doesn't understand or acknowledge science. And that might actually cut two ways, in that perhaps the tennis community will say, oh, we're the careful ones. We wouldn't take the risks that Djokovic did. And I look at the plans for, say, the U.S. Open, and play will start in Australia. And I don't think they're being incautious. But to go, for instance, the U.S. Open plan, they're going to combine that with the tournament that occurs beforehand, the Western and Southern tournament that usually occurs in Cincinnati. There will be a 24-game bubble. New York right now seems to be the virus seems to be on the decline. But I would hope they wouldn't look at Djokovic and say, oh, we're not going to be as foolish as that, therefore we'll be safe. You could do everything right and be very smart and still not be safe. However, Djokovic did not do almost anything right or smart.
Well, but as you said, you know, when you think you have a bubble, you don't. Golf is back, no fans, but some caddies for some top players have tested positive. Some baseball, basketball, football, hockey players have tested positive. You know, even though people think they have these bubbles, they don't.
Yeah, and that could be the wake-up call. So a bunch of Philadelphia Phillies went out for maybe a night on the town, and then there was rampant spread among them. We've just heard that some members of the Colorado Rockies, we don't know how they got it, but this is happening to them. The Orlando Pride, the soccer team. I think what it may be, maybe these early warnings will be wake-up calls, and maybe this will show that there is no acceptable amount of going out and telling yourself to take it casually. That said, what happens when there is a big spread among a team and 5 or 10 players go down to take it back to baseball? Baseball has these rules where they're going to have taxi squads and available 60 players. But I kind of get the sense that their plan is a little like the Union plan during the Civil War. They're just going to play it like a war of attrition. Yet I don't know that that could practically work if you lose so many players. How do you still have a season, still have the team, not endanger others? So many questions.
Mike Pesca, driving everyone to the history books. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.